Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, April 26. U.S. equity futures are rallying this morning. You have S&P futures up 32 points. That's about 65 basis points. NASDAQ futures are outperforming, up 155 points. That is about 90 basis points. And then Dow futures are up just 40 points or only 10 basis points. In Europe, you were looking at the major indices up about 50 to 60 basis points. Outperformance in Europe in autos, basic resources, tech, banks, real estate, utilities. And then underperforming in Europe, telecom, healthcare, insurance, staples, and chemicals. Asia generally saw green across the board. The Nikkei rallied 80 basis points. The Hang Seng jumped 2%. Shanghai Comp rallied 1%. So a few moving pieces today. Big story was earnings out of the U.S. last night. So Google, the big highlight by far, very strong earnings performance. Revenue also came in ahead of expectations. But in my opinion, the real the real delta versus expectations was on the cost front. You're really starting to see the aggressive cost moves that they took, including just operating expenses and then headcount, really start to flow through the income statement. So huge upside in operating income and EPS. Revenue also to come in ahead of expectations, but the Google report was almost reminiscent of the Meta report from Q4 back in January. Remember, they also had a huge explosion of earnings power and margins. Microsoft also was good. Upside in the quarter on earnings and revenue. The Azure business in particular was very strong. There were some elements of the guidance that weren't perfect. But all around, very strong showing from mega cap tech last night. There were a lot of other reports out of the U.S. last night, so definitely take a look in the piece for details on everything. Snap is up about 20% plus in pre-market trading, very low bar for them. And then Intel is down about 7% this morning after it reported and provided underwhelming guidance for Q2. In Europe today, very busy on the earnings front as well. Nothing that is kind of too macro and importance, so mostly relatively smaller companies that really are only affecting individual subgroups rather than the entire market. A few M&A deals were out of Europe this morning involving ThyssenKrupp and then Darktrace. On the macro front, the BOJ left policy unchanged on rate. That was widely expected. Left policy unchanged on quantitative tightening, or rather bond buying. That was mostly expected. There was some chatter that they might tweak the language around bond buying just to kind of try to bolster the yen. They did not do that. So the yen, it continues to come for sale versus the dollar. It's down again this morning. I think more important out of Japan was the Tokyo CPI for the month of April, which hit last night, which came in far below expectations. And so that to me is kind of the real story out of Japan this morning. The BOJ mostly was as expected as far as just the broader messaging. Eurozone inflation expectations from the ECB came out today. They ticked down on a 12-month basis, so the lowest now since December of 2021. The most notable macro development this morning, and it's not particularly important, but it is. I thought it was important. Walmart CEO gave an interview to ABC News. They had it up on their website overnight, just talking about how Walmart continues to see cooler inflation. They continue to see disinflation and then outright deflation in certain categories. So the overall message from Walmart CEO, which obviously has, he has a great insight into the inner workings of the economy, it sounded pretty optimistic that he feels inflation will continue to cool going forward. So that definitely take a look at that interview. Those are the highlights as far as news, but like I said, there's a lot of other information out there. So take a look at the piece for more details. I put out a large separate note last night on just kind of mega cap tech earnings. So Google, Meta, Microsoft, Netflix, Tesla, the ones who have reported so far. The big themes and trends from each of those. Who comes next? Apple and Amazon are next week. And then what comes beyond the calendar Q1 earnings season? You have a lot of product announcements. And then we'll soon be in the April end season as well, where we will hear from NVIDIA and others. For the calendar today, on Friday, we get the PCE for March. So we got the Q1 PCE yesterday, which ran very hot. The March one will kind of give us a little more clarity as to what drove that Q1. Was it upward revisions to prior months? Was it all in March? So we'll be looking at that March figure closely when it hits. And then on earnings before the open, the major ones, AbbVie, AutoNation, Aon, Charter, Colgate, Chevron, HCA, LyondellBasell, and then Exxon all out for the open for earnings. We are past the peak of calendar Q1 earnings in terms of just the volume of reports. There are a ton of names still to come next week, but the volume at least will start to drop. The peak of the season was kind of last night in terms of just the overall volume of reports. And that is everything for today, Friday, April 26th. Thank you for listening.